Number four, the differences between rural and urban populations were very clear. Their thoughts on prohibition were, the urban were very against it because they liked to have their own rights, but rural were very religious, and so drinking was already a bad thing for them. The urban side liked technology and everything new, so if it was new, it was good. However, the rural were more of the olden times, going to church, thinking of how we can help one another instead of just helping ourselves. On racism, they were both very similar. The urbans wanted to stay rich, so they didn't like when the communists were coming in and threatening to take that away from them. And the rural were very against blacks being equal to white men. So they were for the KKK and they started that. But in the end, the urban was all for the new, all for everything that was progressing forward. And the rule, like Miss Pack said, was just because it is new doesn't mean that it is new in the right direction. Number one, prohibition harmed the economy because everyone was breaking the law. No one took any of the police officers or any of the laws seriously. The gangsters started to rise in the urban cities and started to sell alcohol and take over parts of the cities. And then they would also pay off some of the police officers so that they wouldn't be convicted of going against that law, which gave them the upper hand against the city.